Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moilili Honganji. Moilili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Our resident minister is the Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani. He and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moililihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Ono in memory of their son, Mr. Alston Ono. Our guest speaker this morning is Ms. Charlene Kihara, Minister's Lay Assistant with Tokudo Ordination. Good morning, Ms. Kihara.
Good morning, this is Charlene Kihara. It has been about a year since I last appeared on The White Way. We have had a tough time during the past 2 years of the pandemic. It has affected the temples as no one has been allowed to gather. Fundraising efforts such as the bone dances and bazaars are non-existent and impacted our emotional and physical health. Although the pandemic has taken a toll on our lives, there is a lot to be grateful for. I am thankful for the past 2 years of the learning experiences I have had. I have become a Zoomie. I was used to Zoom meetings before for work, but never use Zoom to take classes and teach classes. I also use Zoom to talk to my family on the mainland. I'm also grateful for the opportunities to be out of my comfort zone, such as creating and hosting Zoom meetings. I am thankful for the kindness of my friends and family. I have found that strangers are more courteous. Because of the isolation we have had to endure, people talk to each other more often. Wherever I am, I find myself chit-chatting with people about the pandemic, the cost of items, the cost of gas, and when this is all going to end. What holidays are in December? During this month, there are a lot of religious holidays and days of remembrance. I was surprised to find out there even is a St. Nicholas Day. The dates this year are December 6, St. Nicholas Day, December 6 to the 16th, Hanukkah. Hanukkah is 10 days long. December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. This year marks the 80th year since the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Each year, the veterans who have fought on that day are honored as heroes and are invited to come to the ceremony. Each year, the numbers are less and less as the veterans have died over the years. December 8th, Bodhi Day, Rohatsu or Wesak. This is a significant date for Buddhists worldwide because this is the day that Buddha gained awakening. The actual Bodhi Day is on January 20th, 2022, according to the lunar calendar date. December 4th is Christmas Eve. December 25th is Christmas Day. December 26th to January 1st, 2022 is Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is 1 week long. This is a harvest festival that ends with a communal feast called Karamu on the sixth day. There are seven principles celebrated during Kwanzaa: unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. Kwanzaa was started in 1966 by Maluna Karenga, a professor of African studies at Cal State University in Long Beach, California. And lastly, December 31st to January 1st, Joya E, or Gatane, or Shusho Ye. This is an important day, religious observance for Jodo Shinshu, because it marks the start of the new year and is a day to reflect on the past year and welcome in a new beginning. December is a month full of days of remembrances and is a time to reflect and express our gratitude. We can show our appreciation by giving gifts, making donations to charitable organizations such as Toys for Tots and Hawaii Food Bank. In addition, we can give thanks on December 8th to Gautama Buddha by reflecting on his achievement of enlightenment. After all, Buddhism started on this date. Buddha led an extraordinary life. His father and mother were King Suddhodana and Queen Maya. His mother died about a week after giving birth. When he was born, it is said that he could walk 7 steps. His maternal aunt, Mahapajapati, raised Buddha. Buddha was born Prince Siddhartha, but gave up his life and wealth after having cathartic experiences. Siddhartha left his wife Yasodhara and infant son Rahula to become a forest ascetic. He wandered in the forest for years before realizing that the asceticism he had practiced was not the answer to what he sought. Siddhartha sat under a type of fig tree that became known as the Bodhi tree after his enlightenment. He meditated under the tree without eating or drinking for days. Some Buddhist traditions claim that Buddha sat for years under the tree before becoming enlightened. However, after 8 days, Buddha accepted kheer from Sujata, a farmer's wife. After gaining some of his strength back, the Buddha gave his first Dharma talk under the Bodhi tree. He taught his fellow ascetics the Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths are overcoming dukkha, suffering, the root cause of desire and ignorance, disavowing one's true nature, anicca, impermanence, and anatta, there is no self. This is the reason for Bodhi Day. Buddha taught the Dharma for 40 years. His followers were the Sangha, lay members, aristocrats, and monks. He also taught his disciples to respect the Buddhist teachers. He instructed by using upaya, hoban, expedient means. The Buddha used Jataka tales, which are stories of the Buddha in another identity, like an animal, king, woman, or child. These stories are often entertaining and descriptive. The Jatakas are easy to remember and easy for people to understand. An example of the Jatakas is the parable of the burning house. There was a Brahmin who had 4 children. One day, the father needed to leave the house and left the children alone. The children were playing so hard that they did not notice that their house had caught on fire. The Brahmin came home just as the fire started and called out to the children, "Come out! The house is on fire!" The kids ignored their father's warning and did not leave the house. The father did not know what to do. He had an idea and told his kids that he had 4 carts driven by oxen that they could play with if they came out of the house. After hearing their father, they ran out of the house. The children were saved from the burning house. The moral of the story is that if the children were to remain in the burning fire, they would suffer by being burnt or killed. The oxen were the upaya to get the children to exit from the burning flames. Thank you for listening to my Dharma message today. The Hawaii Buddhist Council will have a YouTube stream on December 5th starting at 9:30 a.m. There will be minute-long Dharma sharing from ministers of Higashi Honganji, Humpa Honganji, Betsuin, Shingonshu, Tendaishu, and others. Please check on your temple's website for more details.
Thank you, Ms. Kihara, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moilelihonganji.org. Here are some announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, December 5th, there will be no service at Moilili Honganji. Instead, there is a virtual Bodhi Day service at 9:30 a.m. on the Hawaii Buddhist Council YouTube channel. We have more Zippy's tickets for our fundraiser, so please call the office at 949-1659 to order your tickets. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsors, Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Ono, and our guest speaker, Ms. Charlene Kihara. This is your announcer, Sharon Oeunten. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our guest speaker will be Reverend Blaine Higa of Kono Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.